In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, after opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
My mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On this special night, we gather together to listen to the old, old story of Jesus' birth, to sing the familiar Christmas songs. I know I teased Julie before we got started saying that we would be singing in Danish and German, but instead, no, we're singing in the familiar English. There is something about hearing these stories every year, something about singing these familiar hymns that I think is important to us, because we can't hear it often enough. Sometimes it seems as though we hear it too often and the words no longer resonate with us. But these words are words of great joy, tidings of great joy. Have you ever waited for good news, or bad news, or any news? Waited and waited. Waited for that phone call telling you that you have or don't have the job. Waiting to find test results. Waiting to find out when a relative is going to come and visit you. That waiting that we do. I don't know about any of you, but I am not one who likes to wait. And the people had waited for thousands of years for the Messiah to come. This Messiah that had been prophesied as far back as in Genesis, after Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden, God promised that there would be a Messiah who would crush the heel, who would crush that evil in the world, that would try to strike at his heel, and he would crush it. And they were waiting because it felt like they were the ones being crushed at the time that Jesus was born, the people really felt crushed. They were oppressed by the Romans, and they cried out for the Messiah. And some of them were just tired of waiting and didn't think that God was going to fulfill God's promises. And can you imagine what it must have been like to have been out in the field, a shepherd tending the sheep like you did, not expecting anything important or special to happen that night, and to all of a sudden find out that the most glorious thing that could ever happen had finally happened. And not the way that you had expected it either. Because Christ did not come as a grown man ready to do battle with the Romans, but instead he came as a tiny, helpless infant. He came to be one of us, to share our sorrows and our joys, to experience what we experience, so that we know that we have a God who knows our outcry of concern and pain, who knows our griefs, who knows our sorrows, and who knows our joys as well. The idea that God has come to dwell among us. What good news that was then. What good news that is today. What great joy we should feel knowing that we have a God who loves us and cares about us that much to become one of us. That is what we should hold in our hearts this Christmas Eve. That is what we should hold in our hearts throughout the course of the year, especially when times become difficult, to know in our hearts that God is always with us, to know that God always loves us, to know that God always fulfills God's promises no matter how long it seems we must wait, that God is always faithful. And that is the news of great joy that is to us and to all the world, the news that we should tell with each day of our life, in words and in actions, that God has come to dwell with us and to be our peace. Amen. Let us join together and hark the herald angels sing.